Okay, today is Daf Tzadik Dalid. Today's actually Daf is learned Ilanishmas Menucha Freida Bas Yaakov Yehuda, sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Daskel. Today's Daf is Daf Tzadik Dalid. We're in Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis by 2, 4, 6, 7 lines, from 8 lines from the bottom. Amar Abaya. Amar Abaya. Abaya argues in everything we said before. Abaya says that Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, which that him we had already, Ube Shammai, and Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, and Reb Shimon ben Elazar, and Reb Yishmael, all of them, Kula Sviru Luhu, all of them hold Shunei Bimkomo Omeid. There's no such, that the Shunei stays where it is. Meaning, there's no such thing as acquiring an object through a Shunei. No such thing. It still belongs to the original person. No such rule like that. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Hadamarin. That we said yesterday. That if you color the wool, you're no longer chayiv. I'm sorry, you're still chayiv. What do you say? You're still chayiv in Reishis HaGeiz. Right? Right? You're still chayiv. You colored it, you changed it. He held you still chayiv. Why? Because shinui doesn't mean anything. Beishamai, maihi. What about Beishamai? Now we're going to go through each of them. Titania, Beishamai held. Nasan lochitim be'esnana. If you gave a woman wheat as an esnan payment, a payment for his nus, you give her wheat, va'asah and soleth, and you turned it into flour, or zaysim are, zayis is about an olive, va'asah and shemen, you turned it into oil, or anavim, or grapes, va'asah and yayin, and you turned it into wine, tanichad, usr. One brisa said it's usr to bring that on the mizbeach, v'tani idach mutter, and another brisa said it's mutter. So it's a steer. How do you reconcile that? Bar Rabbi Yosef, Tony Gurion, Dimas Pork. This person, Gurion from Mas Pork, name of a place, said, it's a machlokas. Beishamai Osrin, Ubershil Matirin. Beishamai is the one who says it's Osir. You still can't bring that on the Mizbeah. It's not an Estan payment, really. I changed it. Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't the change? It's not a change. Right? Just because I changed it doesn't mean the change. Ubeis Hill Matir. Because Hill says no. The wheat, that's an Esnan payment. You changed it into flour, you can bring a Karban Mincha with that. What do you see? That Beis Shammai holds that a Shinai stays where it is. My time of the Beis Shammai. What's Beis Shammai's reason? Why? Amar Kra, because the Torah says, Gam Shnehem. Right? The Torah says, Lo Yavi. Esnan zona umechir kelef beis Hashem alokecha lachol neder ki tovas Hashem alokecha gam shnehem. Those tours are entirely extra, says the Gemara. Says Beis Shammai, gam shnehem is l'rabos shinuyehem, to include any changes that are made. Ubeis Hillel Omer, Beis Hillel says, Beis Hillel Amar Kra Haim. The Torah says Haim, right? Torah says. Good morning. Torah says Haim, right? Right. Haim v'lo shinuyehem. No, only them, and not if you change it. U Beis Shammai, I Beis Shammai haksev Haim. Beis Shammai doesn't say Haim according to Beis Shammai. So the Gemara says yes. Hohomi boile Haim v'lo v'lados sedem. Yes, Haim and not their v'lados. That Beis Shammai would agree is already too far removed. So if you give a woman for ethnon payment a pregnant cow and it has a baby, that baby you can't bring as a carbon. That Beis Shammai agrees with. Ubeis Hillel, and Beis Hillel has now, there's two things now. There's changes, and children. Ubeis Hillel, Tarti, Shmas Minei. Both of them are implied from the Pasuk. Beis Hillel excludes both. Heim v'lo shniyehem, heim v'lo v'lo d'seyem. Ay, Ubeis Hillel nami ksiv gam. But Beis Hillel, it says gam. It's gam according to both of them. Beis Shammai had a reason for the word gam. What does Beis Hillel do with the gam? Says the Gemara, gam lebeis Hillel, kasha. The gam, according to Beis Hillel, is a kasha. Okay? Asks all the Rishonim, right? It's actually asked by Tosvos. The Achronim ask, how could a shini be mutter? Why should a shini be mutter? Why? Would a shini make something that no longer an avela? Would a shini make something no longer arla? Why should a shini be mutter? What's Bishil talking about? Right? If it's usher, it's usher. Why does shitty matter? Not a good question? No? We have a chazanish. Chazon, you have... maybe there's a chazon yicheskel. So the chazanish... What? So chazanish is as follows. Of course it's usher. Of course it's usher. Don't shin it's different. I took an avela, it's usher to eat, but I changed it now to mutter? Of course not. What's going on here? So the chazanish says that the din of esnan was only chal on something that's roy for the mizbeach. There's no din of esnan on a chair. A chair's not roy to the mizbeach. The whole din of esnan is only something that's roy to go on the mizbeach. Wheat, olives, and grapes are not roy to go on the mizbeach. They're only roy when they're changed. See that? Only flour, wine, and oil are roy. Now there's a machalokas b'sham and b'sol. It's the chazon yicheskel. Okay, he says it's the chazanish, right? Only after you change them, now they're roy. So now, according to Beis Shammai, the shinah stays exactly where it is. Before it was aser, nothing changed. Therefore, it's aser. According to Beis Hillel, no. Before it wasn't roy. Now there's a change. Now it's going to be mutter. That's the machlokas. I thought it's a good var. Otherwise. Otherwise, the question is a very strong question. The Urayim asks, the Urayim is a whole different pshat. The Urayim says, you gave her the money, you gave her the wheat in advance. You have upfront payments. She requires upfront payments. So you paid in advance. She then changed it before you even got to her. That's the machlokas. It's before the maisa. It's before the maisa. It's before you even owed it. You paid it in advance. You're a very prompt person. You don't want to... Oh, right? So you going to the zona, you paid in advance. She then changed it in advance. Not even hers yet. She didn't earn that yet. Shouldn't do, right? Not really an Etzan payment yet. What is it? That's a prepayment. It's for an Aveira, no question about it. That's the Machalokas Pesham and Bezil. Now what do we do? Can I bring from the Mizbeach? According to Bezil, why not? The whole thing happened before the Maisa Aveira. And according to Bishar, I know it's still connected. It's connected. It's all the same, and therefore it's no good. Okay, next. We're up to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Ma'i. What about Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? That what we're trying to say? All these Tanoim held that there's no such thing as a Shini being Kona. Shini doesn't make a difference. What's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's vort? The Tanya. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer. Harei shegazal saw shel chitin. If you steal a saw of wheat. Tachna, you grind it up. Losha, you knead it. Fa'afa, you bake it. Now, v'hifrish mimenu chala. Now you want to give chala. Now, if you hold that shinu is kone, you stole wheat, now it's chala. So can I give chala? 100%, it's mine. But, says this brisa here, ketzad mavarech, how do you make a bracha? Ain't a mavarech ela menoitz. It's not a bracha, it's a menoitz. That's disgusting. Do you make a bracha though? We'll get to that in a minute. V'alzeh nemar, and on that we say, botzeh aberech noy tashem. You make a bracha, it's a slap in the face tashem. It's disgusting tashem. The question is, so therefore what do you see? That there's not the fact that you changed it from wheat to challah doesn't make a difference. It's not yours. It's not yours, no challah. You don't make a bracha. Okay? Now, we know there's a machlokes. Do you make a bracha on something that is usher? Right? Do you make a bracha on something that's usher? What's that? The machlokes between the Rambam and the Raivid. The Rambam held, you do... What did the Rambam say? The Rambam held that you do not recite a bracha. And the Raivid argued. Do you remember what we said is the reason behind that machlokas between the Rambam and the Raivid, whether or not you make a bracha on something that's usher? It was the first bracha shir that we had here. The Rambam had, because I took notes, then I have a card. That's how I remembered it. The Rambam says that the reason why you don't make a bracha is because he held that brachos are mitzvos. Therefore, you can't make a bracha on them. You can't make a bracha if you're doing an aveira. You're eating treif, you can't make a bracha on that. The Raivid held that a bracha is a matir. And if the bracha is a matir, what's the difference if it's... you're going to get an aveira, no question about that. You're not allowed to eat treif. But Since it's a matir, why you still should make a bracha. That's what we had suggested back then. Now, the Achronim asked that according to that, this Gemara is a problem on the Rambam. Because the Rambam says you don't make a bracha. And it says over here, Ketzad Mevarech. Ketzad Mevarech. Ein Zem Mevarech Ela Menoit. Tmashma, you do make a bracha, just it's a slap in the face, the bracha. But you do make a bracha. How is the Rambam going to answer this Gemara? That's the question. Kesef Mishnah says, Tanakashi, you don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha. Ketzad Mevarech, and we're going to reject the fact that you make a bracha. It could be read that way. I agree with you. It could be read that way. Most assume not to read it that way. That you do make a bracha on a Farshas Challah here. And since you do make a bracha, it's a kasha on the Rambam. How do you answer it? So, the Kesef Mishnah said, it's not a kasha. You don't make a bracha. Don't make a bracha. Rambam is 100% correct. The Bach and the Panim Meirot say, the only time that the Rambam holds you don't make a bracha on something usher is if it's inherently usher. Like the Vela. It's inherently usher. This chal not inherently usher. You stole it. It's usher because you stole it. Right? The wheat 100% fine. It's not arla. No reason for it to be usher. Therefore, Rambam would agree that you make a bracha. That's the Bach. The Ksav Sofer says, the only time the Rambam held you don't make a bracha is a brachas nenin. It's not a brachas nenin, it's a brachas mitzvah. But that's counterintuitive. Right? Especially the pshat we gave. If the reason why the Rambam holds you don't make a bracha is because brachas are mitzvos, and you can't make a bracha on a avera, then why should this be different? So he must explain the machlokas between the Rambam and the Rav in a different way. No? Otherwise it doesn't make any sense. And the last answer is the Imre Tzvi. The Imre Tzvi says that it's not, the reason why it's menait here is because it's a bracha levatala. Because if you hold that shinoi doesn't move, then it's not your challah. It was never yours. You stole challah. You stole wheat. You changed it. You worked on it for 2 hours. Now you made it a challah. It's not yours. The shinoi didn't change. It's no shinoi. They hold. Shinoi doesn't make a difference. So how could you make a bracha on someone else's stuff? The whole thing's a bracha levatala. It's not a kasha on the Rambam. That's the problem here. The slap in the face. Not that it's a bracha on an ifter. It's a bracha levatala. That's what we may be making brachas levatala for. So that's how we answer the Rambam. The four answers. Next, Rav Shurim ben Elazar. Next one, Ma'ihi. What's that? The Tanya. Klal ze Amar Rav Shurim ben Elazar. Rav Shurim ben Elazar had a rule. Kol shevach shehishbiach gazlan, any time a gazlan steals something and there's an improvement, yado al helyona, the gazlan has the upper hand. Ratza, if he wants, notel shivcho, he can keep the increase. Right, he stole something worth 100. That's worth 200. He can give that to 100 and keep the extra 100. Ratza, if he wants, amalo hareishal chol lefanecha. Here you go. Here it is. I'm giving it back to you. Now, my kamar, how does this have to do with our question about shinui? We didn't explain anything. So Amar of Sheshes, here's the explanation. Hachi ka'amar, here's what that Brisa meant to say. Hishbicha, if it went up in value, notel shivcho, the gazlan can gain. The gazlan gains. Kachash, but if it got weaker, if it went down in value, Amar lo, hareshel chalal fanecha, here you go. Why? The shinui bimkomo ome, because there's no shinui. So if it went down, I stole gold, and now it went down in value, right? So here it is, here you go, here's it back. But if it went up in value, I can keep it. So, what? What's the difference?
No, the difference.
The difference, so you can keep the difference. But wait a minute, if you can give back the gold when it went down in value, why? Because there's no shinoi, then the same thing, but go, how could you keep it if it goes up in value? Ihachi afilu shbiach nami. Then even if it goes up in value, you should have to what? You should have to return it as is. Why can't you keep the difference? Amri, the answer is, because we want people to be encouraged to do tshuva. So if we require you to give back, you stole $100, something worth $100. Now it's worth $200. If we make you return it as is, you're never going to want to return it. So, to encourage you to return it, we're going to let you keep the extra. That's what the Gemara is saying here. We're going to let you keep the Shevach, so you mekayim the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. We want to encourage you to do that. Ah, you're gaining. That might be outweighed by the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. By Hashavas Akzela. I know there's a machlokas here in the Rishon, it was too complicated for me. But that on its surface, that's what's going on here. Right? Again, if you there's no shinui. Shinui doesn't make a difference. Takam if it goes on the value, you can keep the difference, because you want to encourage tshuva. Which you can have that again on the base 5 times. Rabbi Shmuel Maihi. What about Rabbi Shmuel? Tanya. Well, Tanya. There's a brayza that says as follows. Mitzvah peya. The mitzvah of peya is lahafrish min hakama. You have to designate to be mafrish standing grain. Standing stuff. Before you harvest it. Right? That quarter of the field, that's set aside for the aniyim. Lohifrish min hakama. If you didn't do that, you didn't do peya. For whatever reason. Mafrish min haomrim. You can give peya from the stalks, the piles. Right? You pile up all the wheat. You can now give peya also. Lo hifrish min haomrim. If you didn't do that, mafrish min hakri. Right? You can then even give peya from the pile. In other words, after you pile up the stalks, you then start removing the kernels. You make a big pile of wheat out of it. You can even give that. Ad shelo mircho. As long as you don't smooth the pile. Smoothing the pile is a vital stage in the harvesting process. Once the pile is smooth, you're now chayiv and meiser. So now, according to the Tanakhama here, no longer pay, now that you lost the mitzvah of peya, you blew it. Ad shelo mircho, but once you did do that, ma'aser, you have to take off meiser and v'nosein lo, and you should still give peya. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amru, even a more extreme shita, af mafrish min ha'isa nosin lo. Even after you bake it, you still give peya. You baked it already, you made bread out of it, you still have to give peya. Why? Because it's no shinoi. It's still viewed as if it's standing stalk. Right? If it's still viewed as if it's standing stalk, the chi of peya never went away. What did change? What did change is you have to give ma'isa first. Normally, peya is before ma'isa. The aniyim come, I didn't give ma'isa on that. That's okay. My chiv of ma'aser didn't kick in yet. It's still standing there in the field. I remove it from the field, I still have to give peya. So I have to give ma'aser? Not yet. Now, if I make a pile out of it, now I have to give ma'aser. Now there's a machlokes. According to Tanakhama, you still have to give peya. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you even have to give peya. You have to bake it. I still have to give peya. Why? Because the shina. Shina is irrelevant. What do you see from here? Hishita? Shina doesn't change. Shina does not affect the change. Okay, fine. Amalei Rav Papa Labaya. So Rav Papa says to Labaya, Ichbil kol hani tanoi lashvina ki b'shamay. So many tanoim holik b'shamay. Isn't that fascinating? So many tanoim holik b'shamay. Right? It's amazing. So many. Everybody goes out of their way to holik b'shamay. We don't holik b'shamay. So that the only problem that we had with Beis Hillel was the case of the Etznan. Otherwise, we didn't have a Shiloh. The only Shiloh was the Etznan. So, says Omalei Hachi Ka'amri, says Abaya, no, lo nechlaku b'shamu b'shil b'davar seh. It's not really a machlokas. What is he going to do with that brisa? I don't know. Maybe he had a different girsa. I don't know. Maybe he had a different girsa. He didn't learn that brisa. Therefore, not a problem. B'shamu b'shil, not arguing. Everyone holds like b'shil, really. Even b'shamu holds like b'shil. They're not arguing. Omar Rava. Rava says it's a little hard to say. There's a brisa that says Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are arguing on Etznan. Therefore, Amar Rava, Mimai, you're right. It could be that it's on the surface everybody holds like Beis Shammai, but they're not really holding like Beis Shammai. Here's the story. Dilma, maybe. Ad kan lo ka'amar Reb Shimon ben Yehuda hasam. When did Reb Shimon ben Yehuda say that when you dye wool, it's still considered wool? And it's not considered a change. You can get the dye off the wool. How? By scrubbing it for a long time, you'll revert the dye back to wool. Then he held it's not a shinui. But if you can't get the wool back, the permanent ink, never going back, then he would agree the shinui changed it. He would agree. When did Beis Shammai say that the shinui prevents you from bringing those stuff on the Mizbeach? That's only El Gvoa, only to Hashem. Mishum De'imis. That's a disgusting thing to do, to bring that to Hashem. You use that to pay a zona. It's horrible. But But the zona's bringing it, but she's the one who has it. Right? She's going to bring it. That's ridiculous. But what would Bishai might say if you stole wood and made a table out of it? He would agree she's his kona. Tzar Mishnah said that. Vad kan lo kami Rebelozer ben Yaakov hasam elinyan bracha. When did Rebelozer ben Yaakov say that you can't, whatever the whole issue about the bracha was, we had that machlokas. When did he say all that thing about a bracha, which implied that there's no shinoi? It's only about a bracha. Why? Mishum dahavi le mitzvah baba vera. It's a mitzvah baba vera. When I saw that line, I...
Okay.
What?
I think mitzvah baba vera survives even...
Yeah, right. That's not so straightforward. It's very controversial. That means if you do the mitzvah, you don't even get the mitzvah. That means if you steal a lulav and shake it, you don't get the mitzvah of the lulav. Why? Because the mitzvah of baba vera...
That means more than that.
Okay. Right. But that's still controversial. Because we would think, no, you do get the lulav. You get a check mark for lulav. You also get a check mark for stealing.
Lulav might be different also. Mitzvahs are for the ratzos.
Right. We had that. Right. What about if you steal a matzah also? Is it not be the ratzos? Right? The Ritva said that. Right. But the point is, so there they hold that the bracha means there's no shinui. But if you steal wood and make it into a table, of course there's a shinui. A by bracha, a special thing. When did he say his thing about giving back the weak animal? When the weak animal could become a strong animal again? Okay, right now there's a down market in gold. Right, and then next year, now cycles are. Next year, the whole thing will change. But if you steal wood and make it into a table, of course it's a shinui. That kan lo kam Rabbi Yishmael hasan el inyan peya. And Rabbi Yishmael says it's din by, only by peya. That what? That there's no shinui even after you bake it. That's only by peya. Why? Mishum dekziv tazov yisera. There's an extra tazov over there by the puzzle. That leave it for the goy. Leave it for the ani. That leave it for the ani means even after it's already baked. Right? Now, v'chi teima. And if, so therefore, who said that everybody holds like Rishamai? Nobody said that. It could be. But they're all picking on their one issue for various reasons. But the general rule, of course they're all like Bithilo. V'chi teima. And if you want to tell me, ligmar minei, that why don't we learn out from Peah? Just like Peah. There's a pasuk. There's a pasuk for Peah. Tazov yiseira is an extra word. So it's a mamatzidu. Just like by peya, there's no shinui. Even after you change it, so too by everything else under the sun, there should be no shinui after you change it. And if you steal wood and make it into a table, it belongs to the original owner. Why don't we say that? The pasuk. V'chitem ligmar minei. No. Matanas anim shiny. No. Matanas anim are different. Don't compare them to the rest of the Torah. Yes, by matanas anim, it's true. You take peya, you make it into bread, you still have to give pay off the bread. It's not standing in the field anymore. Doesn't make a difference. That's only the pay. Why? Because the by Rabbi Yonasan, my time at Rabbi Shmuel, what's Rabbi Shmuel's reason that what? That you have to give pay if you bake it, Bishom de Kasavar, Shini ain't a kona. Is it because he holds Shini doesn't make a difference? There's no Shinui? Is that the reason? Oh, Dilma, or maybe, the Alma Kasavar, Shini kona. Really, he holds everywhere else in the Torah? Of course, Shini is kona. No question about that. V'hacha mishum dekziv tavod yisera. But there's a reason. It says tavod yisera. Now, v'im timtza lomar, if you want to tell me, time of Rabbi Shmuel mishum dekasav ha-shinu ein ha-kona, because you know why? Because Rabbi Shmuel holds in the whole Torah, shinu ein ha-kona, then tavod yisera dekasav ha-kona lamali. What am I going to do with the extra tazov? Obviously, it's limited only to Matnas Aniyim. The Ula Rabbanon, tazov yisera dekasav ha-kona lamali, according to the Rabbanon, who disagree with Rabbi Shmuel, what does they do with that extra tazov? They held, you can't give pay off bread. It's too late. So what do they do with this extra tazov? Where am I? Yeah, Kasev Rechman, mi boilei l'kidatanya. They need it for the following vort. Also complicated. Hamafgir karmo. Somebody's mafgir his vineyard. The whole thing. V'hishkim, a boker, he gets up in the morning, u'bitzaro. What does bitzaro mean? And he acquires it? He harvests it. He gets up in the morning, he mafker it. But nobody knew him. I don't know, maybe he told two people, maybe he told three of his relatives, three of his friends, whatever. He gets up in the morning, who does that field belong to? Belongs to anybody. He's the one who comes and gets it. What did he do this for? I don't know. But he did it. So now he's the one. Now, chayiv, beperet, uba ololos, uba shibcha, uba peya. He's chayiv in all those things. it's hefker now. Maybe that's what he did. He thought, I'll get out of all the matnas aniyim. I'll masker it, and then I won't tell anybody. We'll put it from maaser. See, maybe you got out of maaser. Why? It's hefker. I don't think you have maaser on hefker. That's why he did that shtick. Now, the problem is that most hold, you have to masker it in front of three people. So you have to trust those three people that they're not going to go get it before you. You have to trust them. But let's assume he trusted them. So what did he do? That's what it says extra tazo. Don't think you're going to get out of payer that way. Might say you'll get out of. I can't stop that. But don't think you're getting out of payer. And that, so therefore, Abaya was difficult. Abaya said, the Zon of Lokas Mishan Mishilo. Rav says, what are you talking about? Of course it's a machlokas. Everyone, there's specific reasons. It's a disgusting tasha. Specific reasons why we would hold shin as a kona. But if you steal something, you steal wood and make it into a table, of course shin is kona. Okay? Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, halacha kirv shim ben alazar. Shmuel says that the halacha is like that. That what? That shinui doesn't affect the change. Changing the object doesn't change ownership. Shmuel said that. Says the Gemara, Umi Amar Shmuel Hachi, could Shmuel really say that? Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, this is way back on Daf Yud Aleph, right? Way back on Daf Yud Aleph, Shmuel made a statement. I'm sure we remember it like it was yesterday. Shmuel said, Ein Shaman Lo Laganav Lo Lagazan El Lenazakin. When we're evaluating how much something's worth, we only evaluate something how much something's worth if there's a nezek that happens to it. But if it's stolen, we don't evaluate. Why don't we evaluate? Because we don't care. Why don't we care? Because you acquired it by stealing it. That goes against what Shmuel says here. Shmuel said that stealing it doesn't affect the change of ownership. But in Daf Yud Aleph he said it does. The only time we'll have to call Bezin down to evaluate something if this is damages. You damage the ox, how much is it worth? But if you steal the ox, I don't evaluate anything. Why? Because you acquired it by stealing it. So the steer in Shmuel. Now, by the way, it's not really a steer according to Abaya. Bishloma, I'm sorry, according to Rava. Bishloma la Rava. It's not a steer according to Rava. Why? Because Rava pigeonholed that shita. Rava pigeonholed of Shurim ben Elazar. Bishloma la Rava, the Amar, ki kamar Shurim ben Elazar, hasa machasha the Hadar. When did Rav Shurim ben Elazar say his case? Only by a something that goes down in value that will return. Then there's no change of ownership. Why? Because today it's worth that. Tomorrow it'll be worth the same. Right? Lo kasha. It's not a kasha. What? It's not a steer in Shmuel. Ki kama halacha kirbi Shmuel ben Elazar. When did he say that halacha is like Shmuel ben Elazar? The shina ibn koma ome. But the shina ibn koma ome, there's no change in ownership. That's only da kasha da hadar. Yeah, it'll come back in value. So why should there be a change of ownership? It's going to come back in value. But the ki kama Shmuel hasam. On Daf Yud Aleph we said, we're not evaluating theft. Why? Because you own it now. Ain't sharm lo laganav lo lagazal el nezakin ba'achashad lo hadar, where there's a change, a decrease in value that will never return, then of course shina is kona. Elo labaya, but according to Abaya, the Amar kikam Rav Shimon ben Elazar ba'achashad lo hadar kamar. Rav Shimon ben Elazar, according to Abaya, it's all cases. Why is it all cases? Because he held that there's no machlokes between Abaya with Zibei Shama and Hillel. Therefore, we don't have to narrow the shita. It applies to every case. Then Ma'ik Lememar, how are we answering Shmuel Stira? Says the Gemara, Abaya Masni Hachi. Abaya will explain it as follows. Amru Huda Mashmuel, Amru Halacha Kriv Shir Ben Elazar. The halacha is like that, but Velei Lo Sevir Lei. Shmuel was saying, I don't hold like that. I don't agree with that. That's what they say. They say the halacha is like that, but I personally, I can't agree to that, because I said on Daf Yud Aleph that Gezel does make you Kona. A Shinui in the Rishus does make you Kona. A shina changing it does make you kona. Right? I know what they say. I know they say that Rav Shimon ben Elazar are repasting like that. I happen to not agree with that. So therefore it's not a stira. He didn't agree with it. Okay. Amar b'chiyah bar Abba Amar b'yochanan. Says Rav Yochanan, makes the following statement. Dvar Torah, minat Torah, gzela hanishtanis chozeres be'enei. A gzela that changes, still consider the owners. There's no changes. Same idea. He says it in different words, but it's the same idea. That what? That changing it doesn't affect the change in ownership. Still belongs to the original owner. Shenemar, the heshev es gzela asher gazal. You have to return the gzela that you stole. Mikol makom, no matter what, it belongs to the owner. Ah, the Im Toma. What about our Mishnah saying? What about our Mishnah? Didn't our Mishnah say that if you still want to make it into a table, you acquire it? Yeah, that's Bishop Dekanus Hashavim. Yeah, that's because we want to encourage tshuva. If it would always belong to the owner, people wouldn't want to do tshuva. Why? Because they can't return it. Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? From Rabbi Yochanan, halacha kistam Mishnah. The halacha is like a stam Mishnah. Vitnan, and we learned lo hispik litno ad shetivo putter. And we learned that if you didn't do reishis hagez and you dyed the wool, you're putter. What do you see? That a change does make a change of ownership. Amalahu hahu midrabbanan Rabbi Yaakov Shmei, one of the rabbanan in the yeshiva, and Rabbi Yaakov was his name. He said, I'm going to explain Brochanan's pshat. Kigon, Brochanan's vart. Kigon, shegazal etim mishupim. No, what Brochanan was saying, when you stole smooth wood, vasan kalim, and you made kalim out of it, tahavile shinui hachozal libriyaso, because it's a shinui that can revert back very easily. Right? You took a table, you took wood, and you made it into a chair. Good! So take the pieces off. Right? Let's say you stole a 20-foot board of wood and you made it into a toothpick. Right? You destroyed the whole thing. Right? You can't return that. That's a change. That's never going to go back. That's the difference in Rabbi Yochanan and Shita. So Rabbi Yochanan said that it belongs to you, that it belongs to the original owner. That's a change. 1 minute. What? If it's Chozal Libriyaso, then Rabbi Yochanan holds it belongs to the original owner. No, the other way around. Yeah? If it's a shiva that's chosel libriyaso.
I mean, I told you have to return it, but
if it's a shiva that won't revert back,
then you require it.
Right, very good. Okay, next. Tana Rabbanan. Hagazlanim, a gazlin, umile biribis, or people that lend in ribis, Sheikh Ziru, and now they want to do tshuva and they want to come to and return the money or return the item. Ein mekablin mehen. We don't accept it from them. We don't accept it. Not interested in your tshuva. Right? How does that work? The Rambam says that it's midin the chachamim. What's going on here? You stole something. Now you want to do tshuva. The problem is you don't have it. We're going to have a story in a minute. The wife's going to say to the husband, you want to go do tshuva? We'll become in poverty. You stole so much, we can't return it all. So therefore, says the Rambam, they made a gzeira. If somebody comes to do tshuva, you have to be mechila. It's a built-in mechila. Otherwise, they're not really going to want to do tshuva. It's a built-in mechila. Right? If you don't say like the Rambam, if you say like the smag, that the chachamim were mafkia d'chiyuv, not sure how they could do that. How could they do a hafkiyah the chiyuv? Hefker bezen hefker. Hefker bezen hefker. No, so the Rambam says the Chachamim recommended to you to do mechila, and the Sefer Chasidim says, but if you owe money, right? Somebody stole money from you, but you owe money to somebody else, and now the Goslin comes and says, I want to do tshuva, here's the money. You're not allowed to refuse it. Why? Because you owe someone else money. If you don't owe anyone money, the Shach quotes at Lahalacha. If you don't owe anyone money, very nice. But if you owe money, of course you have to give it. Now, listen to this. V'hamakabel mehen. And if you do accept the money, ein ruach hachamim no chahaymenu. Hashem, the chachamim are not happy with you. Right? Isn't that what that line always means? Ein ruach hachamim no chahaymenu. The chachamim are not happy with you. Look at Rashi. Ein ruach hachamim no chahaymenu. Ein ruach chachma v'chassidus bekirbo. You have no chachma or chassidus inside of you, says Rashi. Everybody's scratching their head. Why'd Rashi say that? Why'd Rashi have to change the pashat shot? So some want to say, because we just said in a second, 1 second before, that ein mekablin mehen. Don't take the money. So, and then the Gemara has to say, and if you take the money, the chachma aren't happy with you. Well, duh, they just said don't take the money. So therefore, Rashi had to come with another shot at what? You have no chachm inside of you. So the question is still better than the answer. What's Rashi saying? There's a lot there in that Rashi. Very small Rashi, a lot in there. What's he mean by that?
What is the whole takanas hashavim?
Oh, we're going to get to that in a minute. The Gemara's going to get to that. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bimei Rebbe, Nishnas Mishnazu. Says Tosfos, only Rebbe made up this takana. It never applied any other time in history, except during Rebbe. We're going to have three answers to your question, Seth. That the Tanya, Maisa Ba'adam Echad, who wants a story, Shabikesh Lasos Tshuva, he wanted to do Tshuva, Amalei, so Ishto, his wife says to him, Reka, you're such a fool. Imata Oza Tshuva, you want to do Tshuva? Afilu Avneit Eino Shalcha. Even the belt that you have is not even yours. He stole everything. V'nimna below us a tshuva. So he said, you know what? She's right. Look, I'm going to give the shirt off my back. Oh, mamas walk around with nothing? Not doing that. Forget the tshuva. So Balas Hashah Amru, Hagazlanim, Umili Brivis, Shachziru, En Makabu Mehen. No more tshuva. Tamakabu Mehen, En Rechacham, No Chai Menu. And you know what? You want to do it? The Chacham aren't happy with you. Don't do it. Ask through all the Rishonim. Seth's question. Maisa B'chol Yom, no? Of course we do this. People want to do tshuva. People want to return to the item. We don't take it back. So this question. People want to return the item. We don't take it. What kind of business is that? Of course we do. What's going on here? What's the story all about? So, Rabbeinu Tam says that this only applied in Rebbe's generation. Rebbe made it for whatever reason that was going on in Rebbe's town. He made up a takana like that. Besides Rebbe's lifetime, doesn't apply. That's one answer. The re-answers. This takana was only made if that was your profession. You were a total thief. You were a thief. And you were a thief, you were Mali Baribis, and now to end your life, all of a sudden you have thoughts of doing tshuva, then we're not taking it. We're not taking it. Why? Because you're not really going to do tshuva, because it's going to be impossible for you, and therefore we say, you know what, everyone will be mocha you. But a guy has a taiva and he steals something and now he wants to do tshuva, of course we'll take that back. Of course we will. That's the Ri's answer. The Shita Mikubetza says that the takana was only, this is, I have to figure out why, the takana was only if they came on their own. Only if they came on their own, we would be mochel it. But if we know you stole, we're going to go after you, of course you have to pay it back. What?
Yeah, but
the takana was never on somebody who you went after. It was only on someone who voluntarily came. So why do you come? What?
He's coming to do tshuva. If it's on reason basis, that's how
he's right, he's coming to do tshuva. So we'll mochel him. We'll mochel you. We understand you're sincere, but when we sit down with a pen and paper and realize what you owe, you're going to change your mind. So go home. But if we chase after him, then we're mochel. Then we can collect it. The shita, that's the shita. The Magid Mishnah says, true, the chacham are not happy with you, but you can still go do it. Want to go do it? You can go do it. Might not be the best thing in the world because the guy might be poverty stricken, but you want to go chase after the guy? You have the right. Okay? Fine. Very good. Next. Meisve, wait a minute. Hiniach lehem avihem mos shel ribbis. If a father left over ribbis money, afal pi shehein yodin shein ribbis, even though the whole world knows it's ribbis, ein chayavim lahachzer. The children do not have to return it. Says the Gemara, adiyuk. Inhu hu delo. The children don't have to return it. Ha avihem chayav lahachzer. But the father does have to return it. So what do you see? You do return ribbis money. Only the children don't have to. A separate thing. The Yarsha is not there. They didn't do it in a favor. But the father does. So the Gemara says, no. Bidin hu davi nami in chayav lahachzer. Really? The father also doesn't have to. Aye, how did Tony be the two? So then why did this Bryce discuss the children? You know why? Because the Kabbalah is the Sefer. Because he wanted to teach you the din of the Sefer. The Sefer is a different thing. Hiniach lahem avi empara vitalis. V'chol davi mesuyim. If the father leaves over a para or a talis or anything that's identifiable. And everybody's walking down the street. Look at that talis from the kid's wearing in shul. Look what he's wearing in Shabbos, that talis from his father. That was acquired with ribbis money. It's very embarrassing. Right? You have to return it. Why? Because of the cover of the father. So therefore, Tani Reisha Nami bidded who? So therefore, the Reisha also said the children. In the Chanami, there's no difference. Says the Gemara, Uvnei kavar avim, chayav lahachzer? You have to, because of the covenant of the father, you have to return it. Ikri kan nasi ba'amcha lo sa'ar. Ba'osei ma'isa amcha. The only time, right, says, v'nasi ba'amcha lo sa'ar. Don't curse a nasi ba'amcha. What if he's not ba'amcha? What if he's a lowlife and he's not doing the rules of ba'amcha? Then you're allowed to curse him. Meaning, is covenant for your father who was a Russia like that, who was a mouth of a ribbis? Right? Where do we have that? Kedamar Pinchas, Ba'asa Tshuva. No, the father, he said in another case in Matek Chagiga, unrelated. Hakanami ba osa tshuva. The father did tshuva. He osa tshuva. My boy got bait. So if the father did tshuva, what's he doing with the talis? What's he doing with the talis? No, he did tshuva. Says the Gemara, Ibai laladuri. Should have returned it. No, shalom hispik lahakzer achemeis. He didn't have a chance to return it till he died. So, is there a chiyuv to have covered for your father who's a Rasha? Is there a kivur of aim for your father who's a Rasha? Halacha l'maisa, yes or no? What do you say? You say yes. You hold like the Rambam. All the other Rishonim held no. And, okay, the Rambam held no. Oh, the Rambam held yes. I'm sorry, the Rambam held yes. Yes. What's the makar for the Rambam? Two makaros they give. One is that Avraham, it says that Terach died before Avraham. Before Avraham left, Lech Lecha, Terach died. Why? So people shouldn't think that Avraham abandoned his father. His father was a Rasha. What do you see? Even for a Rasha, you have to have Kibbut Aveim. The Zohar says, from Rachel Imenu. Rachel Imenu was punished and didn't get to see Binyamin. Why? Because she stole the Chafim from her father. What do you see? Even this is a Zohar. Even for the Rishayim, you have to have Kibbut Aveim. All the other Rishonim say, no way. The Machaber Paskins like the Rambam, and the Ramah Paskins like the everybody else, that you do not have to have keep it covered for your father. The question is, how does the Rambam deal with this Gemara? This Gemara says that the only reason why you have to have covered for your father is because you did tshuva, which implies that otherwise you don't have to have covered for your father. So the standard answer is, Kesef Mishnah, I'm not going to have time to do the answers. The Kesef Mishnah says, because the only time the Rambam said you have to have covered for your father is in Russia, is when he's alive. Once he's dead, then the Rambam agrees you don't have to have covered anymore. That's the Rambam agrees to that. So therefore, he's dead. So therefore, we need the fact that he did tshuva. That's the Kesef Mishnah's answer. The Pnei Yeshua says that the Rambam would agree that in that Aveira that he was involved in, regarding that Aveira, you don't have to have cover for your father. Even the Rambam would agree to that. So the Moses of all the father's Aveira, he was a mouth of Beribis. So I could parade that thing down the street and embarrass my father. I could wear that talis and shul and embarrass him. It was about that Aveira. Where did that talis come from? Because he charged ribbis. So regarding that Aveira, I could be embarrassed. Therefore, I needed the answer of tshuva. You hear that? Okay. One more minute, we'll do... You know what? What's tomorrow's stop look like? All right, we'll stop here. You know what? So we'll stop here. So I have one more second. I will just say two more answers about this question. The Rabbi Yonatan Eibshitz says... That again, no, not Rabbi Yonatan Eibshitz. The Radbad says, I'm sorry. What I said before about after the death, that's the Radbad. The Kesef Mishnah says, Okay, we'll stop here. These are the answers. That's a machlokes. I never knew that about that machlokes. The Ramah holds you don't have to keep coming to your father who's a Rasha. Fascinating. Lamaisa, how do we know it? I'm not sure. But that's the machlokas about that. It all comes out of this Gemara. Everybody have a good day. We'll pick up tomorrow.